Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Monday, November 17th, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon here. And we are at 24 degrees, 5 minutes north, and 18 degrees, 17 minutes west, a couple hundred miles south of the Canary Islands, having passed through there the evening before last. Making good time now. Last night didn't make very good time. We sailed into a bit of a windless hold. Wind dropped down to about 5 knots for most of the night. And we had the spinnaker up for a while trying to get somewhere with that. Eventually that started dragging in the water, and so had to make a change about midnight to the Jenniker, which is a smaller sail, the biggest jib that we have, a light air sail, and much more stable, which the spinnaker is not. So that helped a little bit. We made about 5 knots of boat speed through the night, mostly heading to the west to try to escape this little low-pressure area that had spun out off the African desert. And so we continued along, and finally this morning started to get into a little bit more breeze. The wind shifted a little bit and looked like we would be able to jibe and head down the course a little bit better. We were converging as well with Pakia, a French guy from Turco, whom we had passed a day and a half ago, and who had caught up when I sailed into this hole. So jibe, cut the spinnaker again. These kinds of sail maneuvers not taken lightly. It takes about 40 minutes or so to switch from the Jenniker to the spinnaker. It's a full-on effort, running around the boat, lines going everywhere, trying to control big sails, which are somewhat controlled by being rolled up or in a sock, but still they're just big, and everything's all over the place, and if something snags on something, then it delays the whole process, and have to be very careful, of course, and particularly in the dark, as doing it all with just a headlight on, and was able to do it safely, which is the main point. So now we're under spinnaker. We've got 16 to 17 knots of wind. We're making about 12 knots of boat speed heading down the course. And so just trying, this is going to be fairly stable for a day or so and slowly increased when we get into the trade winds. And then it'll probably be down to the heavier reacher. Carrying the spinnaker in a lot of wind is exciting, to say the least, and you only need to have one good wipeout to wreck something. So anyway, try to be fairly conservative, but making good progress here. So all's well aboard. Back is still a problem, but a little bit better, it seems. Still hurts to pull things and grind things, which is what mostly sailing is, so not the right injury to have at sea, but anyway, it's what we have. Fun to watch the leaders up at the front jockeying for position. Some of the greatest sailors the world has ever seen are up there, and they're doing a great job, and it's probably like a big poker game, the who is going to go where and what jibe and so forth and what wind shift. So anyway, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3, off and clear.